The topics and opinions expressed in the following show are solely those of the hosts and their guests and not those of W4CY Radio, its employees, or affiliates. We make no recommendations or endorsements for radio show programs, services, or products mentioned on air or on our web. No liability, explicit or implied, shall be extended to W4CY Radio or its employees or affiliates. Any questions or comments should be directed to those show hosts. Thank you for choosing W4CY Radio.
Draw me close to you. Never let me go. And lay it all down again. To hear you say that I'm a friend.
Good day. The Almighty Creator desires a deep personal relationship with you. If you die as an unbeliever, your spirit will live for a very long time as a disembodied ancestor spirit or demon. The Creator has said regarding unbelievers, "Why would I want someone to spend eternity with me when they do not believe I exist?" If you die as a believer without any form of relationship with the Creator, you will end up in the outer darkness, a cold, black, terrible place, with weeping and wailing and gnashing of teeth, your teeth, the trash heap of heaven. Father has said concerning such believers, "Why would I want someone to be close to me in heaven, which inherently means I will give them great prestige and authority if they do not have a deep personal relationship with me and have not proven to me that they can be trusted in this life?" In stark contrast, if you make a real effort to seek a relationship with the Almighty, the rewards in the life to come are huge. A glorious resurrected body, great prestige, great authority, and a permanent close relationship with the Creator and with Yahushua, who you may mistakenly know as Jesus. To put this all in context, the Almighty has said, "I created human beings, this planet and this universe, for men and women to be my friends, my companions, to explore and learn and develop together. My greatest grief is that almost no person understands this, let alone seeks such a relationship with me." Today we're going to talk about the essence of my message regarding the end of the revival, the end of the age, and I will then ask you whether you will initiate a revival with me. So an overview of the broadcast. There's a lot of wrong thinking regarding the end of the age of mankind on earth. Much of this results from wrong interpretation of verses in Revelation and elsewhere in the Bible, which is in turn the consequence of failure to recognize that while the Bible is a useful history book about anointed believers over a limited period of time, that is all that it is. I will share about the point of the arrow and intense setting apart, holiness. I will outline how Satan was sent to the pit and the need for human beings to take authority over the forces of darkness and how to do this. I will outline the two scenarios with regard to the end of the age, and I will then ask whether you will initiate a revival with me. And I will list all the things that you can do today to start making this a reality. I will end with a prayer to Father Yah to help you initiate revival. Finally, we will look at the state of your relationship with the Almighty Creator. By way of introduction, who am I? James Robertson. I have a doctorate in engineering and I'm a retired military commander. I now work as an IT project manager. I have over 29 years' experience of actively seeking to draw close to the Almighty following a dramatic encounter with him on the 12th of March, 1993, when he spoke to me audibly in a locked room, and I knew for certain that he was real. I was confirmed in the Anglican Church at the age of 13 and served as an altar boy for a number of years from the age of 19. Eventually, married to an unbeliever, I became disenchanted with the hypocrisy of the church and backslid to a point where I was not even sure the Almighty existed. In this backslidden state, I embarked on an adulterous affair which when it ended left me desperate and suicidal. It was then that the Almighty spoke to me, and I realized that my intellect had gotten me into a right mess, and I chose to serve him faithfully for the rest of my life. In doing this, I applied my deep-seated aversion to failure, born out of an accident in early childhood, coupled to my engineering and military training of rigor and preventing failure, to my seeking of knowledge about Father. This journey led to numerous supernatural experiences, prayers answered, and clear communication with the Creator that forms the basis for what I teach in these programs. What is End Time Issue Ministries? It's the organizational vehicle for delivering my message through email articles, websites, this radio program, physical books, LinkedIn, Facebook, YouTube, SlideShare, and Twitter. What is this program? The Creator desires a deep personal relationship with you. It represents the essence of my message. See the website www.endtimeissueministries.org for more information. That's www.endtimeissueministries.org for more information. See also www.relationshipwithcreatorradio.com. That's relationshipwithcreatorradio.com. Click on the show on the top menu and podcasts on the drop-down for previous broadcasts, or you can search on Google for, quote, Relationship with Creator Radio, unquote. So today's message, 2021-0606, the essence of my message regarding the end of the age. There's a lot of wrong thinking regarding the end of the age of mankind on earth. Much of this results from wrong interpretation of verses in Revelation and elsewhere in the Bible, which is in turn the consequence of failure to recognize that while the Bible is a useful history book about anointed believers of a limited period of time, that is all that it is. Much has happened since the last books were written in the Bible, and the Bible was then subsequently collated. Father Yah says that only about 2.5% of the Bible is inspired, and the rest, while containing important historical truth, contains significant error. Back in 2001, Father said to me, read Revelation as quickly as possible. Do not ask questions, and I will explain it to you. The most significant part of what he explained was that in the near future, Satan had to be brought before the judgment seat and sentenced to 1,000 years in the pit for the duration of the seventh millennium. See Revelation chapter 20, the first few verses. Father also made it clear to me that this could only happen if there was a human being free of sin who would then have the authority to request this judgment. At the time that Father said this to me, he had already sent me to something like 10 people in various countries to tell them that they were now, quote, the point of the arrow, unquote. That is, they were to lead the judgment of Satan. They had all disobeyed. Not long after the above incident, Father again spoke to me and said, James, I have a job for you. But before you answer and become proud, I want you to know that I'm scraping the bottom of the barrel, and there are not many people left for me to call. I came to understand that Father had promised Moshe, Moses, that one of his descendants through Gershom, his eldest son, would send Satan to the pit, and this is why I was the bottom of the barrel. Just about all the descendants of Moshe through Gershom had been disobedient, and there were not many left for Father to call. I also learned that many powerful men and women who had gone before me and achieved much more than I had achieved had been called but been disobedient. This was a sobering message that I took seriously, and I've done my level best ever since to be obedient to this calling, to lead people back to Father in a new and powerful way that will turn around the captivity of this earth. In response to this, I went to extreme lengths to set myself apart, sanctify myself, and cleanse myself, and get free of sin, applying all the practices described in the Article 7 components in Drawing Close to the Almighty. See the web page, 7 components of Drawing Close, towards the bottom of the website. This included full body shaving, full body anointing with the blood of the covenant, full body anointing with the oil of the Spirit, triple immersion, wearing sackcloth for a week, in-depth spiritual audit, repeatedly working through my life, cleaning up sin, unforgiveness, hurts, etc. I did no secular work for over 2 years and concentrated on hearing Father and writing, led by His Spirit. I also went through an intense process of learning about the things of Father regarding lost truth. I was told not to tell anyone what I was working towards, not even my wife. Folks, you may have listened to what I've just said and thought I'm a bit cuckoo, or you may not have even understood it. We are highly contaminated by the satanic, demonic, spiritual dispensation in which we are forced to live. If you really want to get close to Father Yah, you do need to go to really quite significant extreme lengths to set yourself apart, to sanctify yourself, to get yourself clean, to get free of sin. He can only really use you if you are free of sin. And that's a bit of a journey. And that article, Seven Components of Drawing Close, will help you there. In due course, on Saturday, the 3rd of May, 2003, we were worshiping when the Spirit of Yah came on me and Father told me to, 1, ask Him to convene the court of heaven. 2, command the most senior messengers, archangels, Michael and Gabriel, to arrest Satan and bring him before the court. I listed the charges against Satan for his crimes against humanity. I asked for a sentence of 1,000 years in the pit. I was granted the sentence. I commanded Michael and Gabriel to cast Satan into the pit for 1,000 years. It was done. So Satan is currently in the pit and will remain there until the 2nd of May 3003, roughly 981 years from now. See the webpage Satan to the Pit 2003. Folks, you may listen to what I've just shared and think that's really doesn't make a lot of sense. The thing to understand is that when Father and Satan entered into the contest in which Satan wagered Yah that if he was on earth for 7,000 years, he would ensure that there was not a single human being in right standing with Father at the end. There was a kind of break point 1,000 years before the end, which is what we've just been talking about. And Satan very nearly won that contest. As I say, I spent 2 years preparing to send Satan to the pit. And that's what it's like, folks. If you really want to make a difference, you've really got to go for it. And I challenge you to go for it. We'll talk later about bringing about revival. In this period, in other words, the 1,000 years that we're currently in, the final millennium of man on earth, the servants of Yah are required to take dominion over the forces of darkness, as was commanded to Adam at the start in Genesis 1:26, and restated by Yeshua in Matthew 28:18. Quote, "And Yeshua came and spoke unto them, saying, All power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. Go ye therefore." In other words, he delegated his power to the believers who followed him and told them to exercise that authority over the forces of darkness. So it is up to us, those who believe, to take authority over what is happening on the earth and regain the earth for Father Yah. Folks, this is just so important. Father can do nothing on earth except through an anointed, spirit-filled, free of sin believer who prays His will on earth. It's that simple. So stop waiting for Jesus to return and fix the mess. Yeshua, Jesus, incorrectly, is waiting for us to clean up the earth so He can return. He's waiting for us to make His enemies His footstool. He's waiting for us to bind, tear down, cast out, and send where Father Yah wants to go. the satanic and demonic principalities, powers, thrones, and dominions that rule on earth. We can do it. We have the authority. You can get the anointing. You can get a revelation of the authority, and you can help. I urge you to do that. In particular, this means that we restore all truth in our teachings and life practice. That means all truth, not all the nonsense that is taught by organized religion, as addressed in previous articles. Two, that we make that truth available throughout the earth. Three, that we tear down principalities, powers, thrones, and dominions and ask Father to send them where he wants them to go. Four, that we get ourselves anointed to such a level that we can move in power and authority, heal the sick, raise the dead, and teach all truth. See the challenge for you to seek a power anointing on the website. Pray, Father, I desire to know you the way Name of Highly Anointed One you admire does. So if you've looked at King David and you said, well, King David really was an exemplary person with one exception, Father, I would like to know you the way King David knew you, or the way Elijah or Elisha or Moshe or Yeshua. Ultimately, the benchmark to go for is Yeshua. Many years ago, Father said to me, read the Gospels as though you are Yeshua and see yourself doing what Yeshua did. Makes a big difference. So if you are in the habit of reading your Bible, or if you've not read your Bible, read Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, and where reference is made to Yeshua, see yourself in his shoes doing what he did and pray accordingly. Point number five, we initiate a powerful global revival that will last for the millennium. See the article, Will You Initiate a Revival With Me? And we'll talk more about that in a minute. In considering these points, note that the Bible is not a book of foretelling, so-called prophecy, where future events are presented. These are instructions for people like you and me to pray these things into existence, remembering always that all authority on earth is vested in human beings, and Father can do nothing on earth except he works through us. At the end of the age, which will end the seventh millennium of humankind on earth in around May 3003, 981 years from now, either Yeshua will return, in which case Satan and all who follow him, being satanic messengers or angels, demons, ancestor spirits, spirits of deceased unbelievers, and living unbelievers, will all be cast into the lake of fire and brimstone and utterly consumed and destroyed. And the earth will become a holiday destination for those in heaven. The believers on earth will be caught up into heaven, raptured and judged. Folks, a high road scenario. We do what we have to do to bring revival on earth. We do what we have to do to ensure that there is at least one human being in right standing with Yah and free of sin at the end of the millennium who has the authority to pray for Yeshua to return. And we should bring about a dramatic revival that sweeps the earth and radically improves things, so that by the time Yeshua is ready to return, there are hundreds of millions of believers on earth. That is worth working towards. The alternative, to quote somebody some years ago, is too ghastly to contemplate. If there is not a single human being in right standing with Father Yah and free of sin, in 981 years' time, about the 3rd of May, 3003, Satan will win the contest, and he will rule on eternity, on earth for eternity, in which case Yeshua will never return, and Yah will withdraw his universal spirit from earth, at which point all living things will die, and the demons will be left stranded, while Satan and his henchmen war on earth. You can make a huge difference to this outcome if you will choose to seek a powerful anointing and commit your life to preparing the way for Yeshua to return. I hope that this article challenges you to step up your commitment and do what is required to make a real difference on earth. We'll talk more about this in a minute. Let's talk a little bit more about Satan winning the contest. It's written about the Creator. In him we live and move and have our being. If he withdraws his universal spirit from earth, every living thing will instantly die, every plant, every animal, and every human being, barring the believers who will be taken up into heaven, raptured, if you like. Imagine what a miserable place this will be. Desolate, barren, skeletons everywhere. Spirits on their ancestor spirits, spirits of unbelievers, stuck on their corpses, unable to go anywhere. And Satan and his henchmen incessantly fighting because they've got nothing better to do and they can't kill each other, they can't even injure each other. Forever and ever and ever. If you don't believe, you really need to ask yourself whether that's what you want for the rest of your life. So moving on, I'm going to look at another article, 2021-0404. Will you initiate a revival with me? Father Yah says that in 100 years from now, if current trends continue, there will be close to zero true believers left. Within 200 years, the reign of the satanic and demonic on earth will have reached fever pitch, and the degradation that is currently becoming more and more pronounced will be going full steam ahead to totally block any possibility of Yeshua, incorrectly Jesus, returning. In fact, as we stand today, there are only a few people who could today, with minor housekeeping, call for Yeshua to return with any prospect of success. So my question to you today is, what will you do about it? The brutal truth is that the only thing that can prevent the above scenario playing out is a powerful and dramatic revival, initially in one location with one person, but then spreading around the earth and enduring for the remainder of the millennium so that Yeshua can return in victory with his enemies as his footstool and Father Yah can have thousands of friends on earth. Big target, worth going for, encourage you to go for it. We're looking at a massive global revival which will transform society on earth today and reverse the currently accelerating degradation. My suggestion for your consideration is, if you are aware of the degradation and you are concerned about it, then consider the possibility that Father Yah wants you to do something about it. How would you go about this? Let's look at a few steps that you can take. Well, the first thing is make a quality decision that you are going to seek to initiate a major revival. There's a tendency among believers to read about powerful anointed servants, to go to the meetings of powerful anointed servants, sit in the pews, be blessed by the teaching, be blessed by the ministry, get healed if they need healing, and then go home and give it no further thought. The correct response to an experience like that is, Father, I want to be like that man or that woman. Father, I want to be so filled with your spirit that you can move through me. I want to be able to heal the sick. I want to be able to raise the dead. I want to be able to perform miracles. I want you to be able to speak through me. You can do that. You can read the Bible and read about Elisha and Elijah and David and Moses and Noah and Abram and on and on. and say, Father, I want to touch the world like these men and women touched the world. It's there for you. He will meet you wherever you are if you will start seeking him at that level. Second point, watch the videos on revival on the webpage, important videos to watch, and identify one or more powerful ministers who inspire you that you could look at, and you could look at the Bible with the same objective as I said a moment ago. Once you've identified one or more highly anointed servants that inspire you, pray, Father, I desire to initiate a major revival. I'm inspired by the example of name the name or names. I desire to know you as they knew you or know you and go beyond this. Help me to pray what I need to pray and do what I need to do to become a powerful anointed servant. Now you may say, well, that's very bold. It's very brash. It's very arrogant. No, it's not. If you don't do it, who's going to do it? If everybody's looking at everybody else and saying, well, I wonder if they're going to be the next anointed servant, it's not going to happen. Something will change the day you go and look in the mirror and say, Father, I want to become your anointed servant and to make a major difference in the earth. It's there for you today if you will seek it. Point number four, read the article, Critical Actions on First Belief, on the website. And put anything there that you have not yet done into practice. That includes immersion, cleansing, and full body anointing, etc. Then read the article, Seven Components of Drawing Close. Put as much of that into practice as practical. You will find all sorts of things there that you can do to help you draw close to Father Yah. Point number six, spend time worshiping. At least a day, hour a day out loud, or as much time as you can manage. Listen to worship songs. See the collection of recommended songs at Recommended Worship Songs on the website. Play them in your house or apartment constantly. Listen to them with earbuds on your phone when traveling or at work or anywhere else that is necessary to be discreet. Worship constantly. Seven. Spend time on your knees speaking to Father Yah at least an hour a day or as much time as you can manage. Talk to him constantly throughout the day. This is not about nagging, whining, repetitively asking the same thing. This is about having a dialogue with him, having a conversation with him, and you may not hear him clearly initially, but if you work at it, you will. Point number eight, read the article, Yah 7,000 times in the Bible. Why not used, and get a solid fix on the reality of Father's name, which is Yah, expanded as Yah, the eternally self-existing, but the essential name of the Creator is YAH, Yah. Nine, read the article, Yah did not cease speaking 2,000 years ago, and get a solid fix on the reality that Father desires to speak to you and that you can hear him. So start seeking to hear him. It is a complete and utter lie that Father has stopped speaking. It is an utter lie that there's a canon of scripture and Father didn't dictate anything after the Bible. It is an utter lie that anyone, either a recent servant or a long time gone servant, was the last prophet. It's nonsense. 10, read the article Satan to the Pit in 2003 that I spoke about a few minutes ago and get a solid fix that Yeshua is not going to return till the end of the current millennium at approximately May 3003. That's roughly 981 years from now. And he will only return if we've made his enemies his footstool and preached the truth to all the world. This is not about Christianity or Judaism or Islam or any other man-made religion. It is deep personal relationship with the Creator of the heavens and the earth, whose true name, as I've just said, is Yah, the eternally self-existing. 11, read the article Important Facts and adopt these core truths. 12, read the article Why Are We Here? And take this on board. 13, read the article, How to Become an Anointed One. This is vitally important. You need this in order to initiate a revival. If you are not presently filled with the Spirit of Yah, it's time to say, Father, in the name of Yeshua, I ask you to pour out your Spirit upon me. I ask you to fill me with your Spirit. I ask you to make me an anointed one. And then 14, read the article, The Challenge for You to Seek a Power Anointing, and put this into practice. Once you're initially filled with the Spirit, seek infilling again and again and again. If you download the worship songs that are on the website, there are a couple of web pages about worship songs. You will get a whole lot of songs that speak about being filled with the Spirit. Sing those songs, pray those songs, Father, fill me with your Spirit, again and again, and slowly you will grow, get stronger and stronger, and one day you will start laying hands on the sick and they will recover. Then read the article, Demographics of the Kingdom, and get a fix of the opportunities available to you. Decide to at least become an overcomer and sit on a lower level throne in heaven for eternity, and preferably become a friend of the Creator and sit on the highest thrones for eternity and help many others to become friends. 16, read the article, The Mountain of Relationship, and take account of this in your conduct. 17, read The Different Views of the Mountains and get a fix on the reality that different faiths all have a place in heaven for those who truly have a deep personal relationship with Father Yah. It may shock you to know that of the people who are closest to Father on earth today, some have come from the Christian background, some have come from the Muslim Islamic background, and some have come from the Judaic background, and some have come from other backgrounds like yoga, etc. Father is not interested in our religious groupings or denominations or whatever you want to call them. It's fluff and stuff. It's nonsense from his point of view. 18, read the article, Why Revivals Die Out, and resolve not to make those mistakes. Folks, people get filled with the Spirit. They perform miracles. They get proud. They get into financial difficulty. They get into lust. They fall in love or marry the wrong people. They do all sorts of things that get in the way of their ministry, and eventually the ministry just peters out because of sin and confusion and error and what have you. 19, read the article, What is Required to Live Above Sin, and put this into practice. This is absolutely vital. It's a core element of your message. Folks, you need to get free of sin. It's completely doable. Comply with the Ten Commandments. Make sure you understand the Ten Commandments. Read the page, the commandments on the website. Point number 20, read the article, Confident of Destination When Die. This is also a core element of your message. Are you going to heaven? Are you going to become an ancestor spirit or demon on earth? If you get to heaven, are you going to be in the outer darkness, or are you going to be on a high throne or somewhere in between? 21, read the miracle of Yeshua, Jesus' death, and get a fix on the authority of Yeshua and how you can walk on it. A particularly important article. Understand how and why Yeshua died and what he accomplished. 22, read the essence, rules of engagement and contest, and adjust your conduct accordingly. 23, read whichever of the essence of my message to Christians, struck Jews, struck Muslims, struck other religions, struck do not believe, applies to you, and take these teachings on board. See the top of the main menu at www.endtimeissueministries.org. 24, read the article, Our World Today, History, and adjust your understanding accordingly. Folks, it is so important to understand what really has gone on the earth for the last 6,000 plus years and what's going to happen over the next 1,000 years, roughly. There is so much wrong thinking, so much wrong teaching. It's up to you to take these truths on board and do something with them, share them. Then 25, read the article, Essential Inhibitors of Belief, and put those errors behind you. Read the article, The Essence of Coming to Belief, and put that into practice. Even if you've done it all, start to teach others. 27, read and take note of critical questions for belief. 28, read The Creator Desires Friends and Desire to Become a Friend. 29, read Good is Insufficient, Relationship is What Counts, and read, apply this. 30, watch the videos on the child pages of Proof of Global Flood and realize that the present planet topography has been massively scrambled. Folks, the highest rank that you can achieve on earth in the kingdom of heaven is to become a friend, and the highest rank of friends is a general. A general is somebody who walks in the power of the Spirit, walks, ministers, heals the sick, raises the dead, prophesies, speaks on Father's behalf in a strong and powerful way. That's what we are here for. That's what we were created for, to become friends of Yah. The whole reason we exist is because he was lonely and he decided to create friends. And he went to all the trouble of putting this whole lot together, the universe, the solar system, planet Earth, the plants, the animals, the plants and the animals and the human beings, so that he could have friends. And if you are not a friend of Yah, if you're not speaking to him constantly throughout the day and hearing him constantly throughout the day, you are missing the point of your existence, and you're going to have a huge, disappointing wake-up call when you die. 31. Read the article, Evolutionary Creation is Reality, to understand how to answer people who argue for evolution without Yah. 32. Spend at least an hour a day, or as much time as you can manage, reading anointed writings, starting with those listed above. There's much more on the website at www.endtimeissueministries.org. Also see other books, etc., listed on the website on the important information page. There are thousands of books and videos inspired at different levels available in the world. Ask Father to lead you to what he wants you to read and view and listen to. Do whatever else you find to do. Note that you can do this while holding down a full-time job until such time as you are able to go full-time into ministry. Folks, all of these things are doable. It is my contention that if you take this seriously and you really go for it, you can go from wherever you are in your relationship with Father today to within about 2 years becoming a close friend, one who knows his will, one who prays his will, one who talks to him, one who has dialogue with him, conversation with him, somebody that he enjoys having around. Because I hate to tell you this, unless you are at that level, he doesn't really enjoy your presence. You are just a blip on his radar screen. And if you don't believe at all, he is totally indifferent to you and is not interested in you. Why should he be? Because you don't believe he exists. There are a small number of people on earth who are true believers at some material level. Are you one of them? And if you're not, what are you going to do about it? And if you are, what are you going to do to draw closer to him? It is vital to understand that Yah will chart a unique course for you. Do not attempt to emulate any other man or woman. By all means, be inspired by another at the start of your journey and in what you pray initially. But then turn to Father Yah to help you craft your unique style and journey. Note that if you go all out on all the above, you will progress rapidly. If you do the above with less commitment and energy, it'll take longer. And if you really cut corners, you may never get there. I'm here to help you. I've been down this road, but as a consequence of various mistakes and attack, I've lost the anointing that would enable me to take the lead with this. Once an anointing has been lost, it can never be restored. So I must be content to write and encourage you to go all out to serve Father. I can counsel you, coach you, mentor you, guide you. Just call me. If you decide to go for it, to initiate a global revival, please email me and I will help you on your journey. It would be a great blessing to hear from you. Folks, you don't have to be Moses or Yeshua or Shaul, Paul, or David, or whoever. You can be you. Father will help you to become the best you that you can be. He will help you to make a radical change on the earth. However, you have to decide that that's what you want, and you have to do the hard yards to get there. So in closing, a prayer. You can pray what I pray here. Take what suits you, add to it, whatever. Father Yah, I ask you to help me make a difference in the earth. I ask you to help me to become your friend. I ask you to help me to obtain an intense level anointing so that I can perform greater works than Yeshua did. I ask you to show me all that I'm doing that is getting in the way of this and how to correct it. I ask you to show me any people in my life that I need to cut ties with. I ask you to lead me to people and materials that will help me in this endeavor. I ask you to help me set myself aside in your service. I ask you to help me to initiate revival. Thank you for your chesed, your loving kindness, your mercy, your grace. Help me to make a real difference. And you can go on and on as you feel impressed. Whatever comes up for you, just speak it out. Father wants you to become his friend. This is not some technicality about are you blonde, blue-eyed, and over 6 feet tall. It doesn't matter your race. It doesn't matter your height. It doesn't matter your weight. It doesn't matter your religion. It doesn't matter whether you are male or female. It doesn't matter whether you're rich or poor, whether you're educated or uneducated. Father wants you to become his friend. And beyond that, he wants you to initiate a revival. Just where you are, wherever you are right now on the earth, he wants you to initiate revival where you are. Read the articles that I've just outlined to you. Put them into practice. Really encourage you to do that. Put them into practice. Get to a place where you are a friend of Yah. Get to a place where you have dialogue with him. Get to a place where you're a general and you can make a real difference. So I want to step back and ask you, what is the state of your relationship with the Almighty Creator? I'd like to ask you to critically examine where you are relative to him right now. Do you talk to him constantly throughout the day and allow him to lead you in every possible way? Are you conscious of him at all times? Do you worship him at every opportunity? Do you count him your friend? Have you clearly and unambiguously heard him call you friend? If not, you're failing in your life purpose and you will be bitterly disappointed when you die. I can't stress this enough, folks. We were created to be friends. We were created for Yah to do things together with us. He wants you to learn to be the best person you can be. He wants to be part of that journey. He wants to coach you and help you. He wants to explore with you. If you're an inventor, he wants you to invent the best possible things that you can invent. If you're a builder, he wants you to build the best possible things that you can build and find new ways of techniques of building. He will help you. He will give you wisdom. He will give you understanding. What he asks for in return is that you engage with him, that you make him part of your life, that you talk to him, that you listen to him, that you do what he suggests, and that you make a real difference in the earth and lead others to Him because they see the difference in you. So some key documents and a video on the main menu of the website: Compendium of Important Articles, Video, Why Seek Relationship, Miracle of Yeshua's Death, The Creator Desires a Deep Personal Relationship with You, Seven Components in Drawing Close to the Creator, Recommended Worship, The Creator's Name is Yah, the Eternally Self-Existing, Where Will You Spend Eternity, The Essence of My Message to Christians or Muslims or Jews or Others, available at www.endtimeissueministries.org. That's www.endtimeissueministries.org. Transcripts of nearly all teachings in this series are available on the website at the bottom on the radio page. Recordings of nearly all of the teachings broadcast so far are available on the radio page, and they're all available at www.relationshipwithcreatorradio.com. Click on the show on the top menu and then podcasts, or search on Google for Relationship with Creator Radio, in quotes. So that's quote Relationship with Creator Radio, unquote. There are four or five podcast websites where you can get all the back issues. Books constituting a compilation of most writings published since 1998 till May 2019 are available near the bottom of the menu at the Compilation of Most Writings page. And I publish regular email articles. I issue an article pretty much every Sabbath, every Saturday. Email me on james@endtimeissueministries.org. That's james@endtimeissueministries.org to be added to the mailing list, or to seek counsel or prayer or give me feedback. Visit the website and use the Google search, the article keyword cloud, the table of contents, and the article search to locate the information you're looking for. The Google search is particularly flexible. There's over 1,000 web pages and about 2,500 articles on the website. Answers to a lot of your questions. Use Google to find what you're looking for. In closing, thank you for listening. Please send me your questions to james@endtimeissueministries.org. Please email me to join the mailing list, also at james@endtimeissueministries.org. If you decide to draw close to the Almighty, please let me know and I can connect with you by Skype, Zoom, email, or telephone so that I can help you with your journey. I hope to connect with you again next week when I will continue to explore how to become a friend of the Creator. Work with me to make a way for Yeshua to return in victory at the end of the millennium and make His enemies His footstool. Folks, if you have never before thought that you could be a powerful servant, I encourage you today to make that choice. I encourage you today to say, Father Yah, I want to become your friend. Father Yah, I want to become your servant. I want to make a difference in this earth. I want to bring about revival on this earth. I want to heal the sick, raise the dead, perform miracles, and do greater works than Yeshua did. It's there for you. The only thing in the way of that is you. The only thing in the way of that is for you to say, Father, I choose to become your friend. Father, I choose to become an anointed servant. Father, I choose to make a difference. Father, I choose to bring about revival. And as I said a moment ago, it does not matter your race, your age, your religion, your height, fat, thin, educated, uneducated, rich, poor. He wants you to become His friend. Thank you so much. Good night. Father, I come to you.